Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to another episode of Live Better, brought to you by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and I just want to say right off the top, this show was born from my own transformation. Years ago, I was one of the lowest places in my life, battling Crohn's disease, a gut that wouldn't cooperate, and a mind clouded by fatigue, and a body that felt like it was breaking down. Doctors didn't give me answers. I was eating junk, barely moving, feeling lost. But slowly, I made a decision. I got curious. I started asking questions. I turned to holistic healing. I cleaned up my food, challenged my body, and fixed my nervous system, rewired my mindset, and it all changed. And here we are now with Live Better, a platform that exists because I know firsthand how dark it can get and how powerful the climb back can be. So without further ado, today, we're diving into that theme. Transformation on both the personal and physical level. Because in segment one, I'm bringing on someone I've known my whole life, my brother, Tucker Byrne. And I'll be honest with you, Tucker wasn't always this intense, motivated, entrepreneurial guy that I might know or you might see today. He used to be more laid back, kind of coasting, not really driven like he is now, but something switched. He got involved with Amway at 18 and, it was like a switch flipped. He started grinding, learning about leadership, sales, how to build something from the ground up. Since then, I've watched him become a full-on business owner, a teacher, and a force in his space. It wasn't overnight, and it wasn't easy by any means. But that's what makes his story real and relatable, and I think a lot of people will be able to connect with that. So we're going to talk about what changed, the mindset it took to become the man he is now, and how anyone out there can start creating something bigger for themselves. Then, moving on to segment two and three, we're switching gears, but keep that transformation theme rolling with a returning guest, Dr. Darcy. Now, I had Dr. Darcy on last episode. You may have heard it, or two episodes ago, but I had a lot more questions I needed to ask him, and he brings some serious knowledge, and he's a leading mind in regenerative medicine. So we're going to be talking real healing, stem cells, advanced treatments, and the science that's helping people recover from injuries. So whether you're here because you're hungry to build something like Tucker, or you're here because your body's been telling you it's time for a change like I had to face, you're in the right place. This episode is about what really means to live better, to take ownership of your mind, your body, and your future. Let's dive into it right after this.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm joined by a guest that I've not been joined by yet, my brother, Tucker Byrne. Now, recently, I just had my dad on, so now I'm kind of completing the Infinity Stones here. But, Tucker, how are you doing? Thank you for joining me and taking a little bit of time out of your day to share a little bit of knowledge.
What's going on, man? Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. When I think of people with mindset and adversity, you pop into mind. So before we dive into that and talk a little bit about mindset, just tell us a little bit about yourself, just something brief. You don't have to go too deep into it.
Yeah. My name's Tucker. I'm 29 years old, and currently I'm running multiple businesses. I am a son, brother, husband, and soon to be father. So
we love it. We love it. So let's rewind a little bit. What were you like before all of this? I guess what kind of mindset did you have when you were younger? Because you weren't always this driven entrepreneurial guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it was just kind of a slow change over time. You know, as I was going through high school, and I think everyone in high school just maybe has that expectation of, you know, oh, life's going to be a piece of cake, or, you know, they have certain expectations on life that clearly are going to be changed. And for me, I had to just kind of learn, you know, what the world was like, what people are like. I grew up in a good family, you know. I had certain expectations and values instilled in me, and you just have to understand that not everyone grew up the way you are. Not everyone grew up the way that you grew up. And not necessarily that's a bad thing or a good thing, but, you know, I think for me it was just learning the lay of the land, how people operate, how the world really works, and, you know, definitely learning discipline. I think I took it a little too easy in high school, as you have seen. And had to learn discipline, and it was kind of a wake-up call. And, you know, when you're going through change, it's never fun, but when you look back and you kind of, you know, expand out and look at the big picture, you're thankful that you went through it. And honestly, it's some of the best times of your life. For me, it was.
So I'm curious. You can, I think what they would call is plead the fifth on this if you want. But do you think it's harder to develop a grind set or a mindset of non-complacency growing up in, I guess, a family that's well off compared to a family that the kid might not have got what he wanted his whole life? And I say that because you hear the phrase, you know, good times create weak men create hard times, and hard times create great men, right? So do you think it's maybe the same outcome? Like it's the same, both have the same different hardships, or do you think one might be harder than the other? If you know what I'm saying, I can dive a little deeper if you want me to, but.
Well, I think I'll kind of give you a little bit of an example, which I feel like will be able to answer your question very clearly. You know, growing up for me, you know, I'm not sure if you were able to see it or remember it because you were younger, but, you know, for me, yeah, we had a good life. It's not like we had to worry that our, you know, water was going to be turned off or anything like that. But, you know, I was always taught, you know, the value of money growing up, and that, you know, we don't have a money tree out back. Right, you have to earn money. You have to earn your keep in life. And you know, when I was growing up, my best friend in elementary school and through high school, he had a totally different life. He got everything that he wanted. He got the brand new Camaro, you know, when it came out. You know, all the bells and whistles. He got to stay out late. He got to hang out with friends whenever he wanted to. He did anything he wanted. His parents just kind of let him do whatever he wanted. And that wasn't the case for me. You know, I had a curfew. I got, you know, I'm blessed to get it, but you know, I only got, you know, maybe 10 bucks a weekend, 15, 20 bucks a weekend to go to the movies and have, you know, have some fun with some friends at the mall. And he got whatever he wanted. And then you fast forward, you know, he's divorced. He's got multiple kids that he doesn't have any access to. He's addicted to drugs and his life has gone down the drain. And now I know that's a total extreme. I understand that. I'm not saying that everyone's going to go down that path, but you know, he was never taught the value of money. He got whatever he wanted. He swiped mama's credit card whenever he wanted. And I didn't. And I think that was a big pivotal multiple moments in my life. As I'm analyzing, looking back, you know, it's okay to make people work for things and teaching them the value of money and saying no to your kids. And I thought that was really powerful for me. And obviously, you know, you've got to see it with, you know, with our family, with our dad. But, yeah, I think hustling and working hard, whether it's now or later, is extremely valuable. And I had to learn it a little bit later. I thought I was taught it well early on, but I don't think I really learned discipline and the grind until I was probably 19 when I actually really started working.
Yeah, and I guess I don't think about. I guess we kind of experienced two different lifestyles in a way because you're 9 years older than me, so you got a little bit more time on me. But yeah, so I guess so. What changed you? Was there a moment, or was it a slow grind? You kind of talked about it a little bit, but I mean, you joined Amway at 18 years old, and you were in that for a few years, and it seemed like that place really developed you. What were the mindsets that were kind of instilled in you there and that you kind of carry on to where you're at now?
Yeah. I mean, kind of going back to what I said earlier, you know, developing that grind and building yourself are going to be some of the best moments of your life. And that was it for me when I was in Amway. You know, I built Amway for 6 years. Now I didn't make any money in it, but it taught me the best lessons that I could ever have been taught real time. And, you know, I'm thankful for that. And looking back on it, you know, it was a slow grind. It was not one moment. It was just multiple moments. It was me just understanding, like, I want to control my life. I want to change, right? Change only happens when the process of change is easier than staying where you are, right? I didn't want to stay where I was anymore. I wanted to be something, right? I didn't want to just rely on my family. Like, I wanted to build a name for myself. And so it was just that understanding and that spark that kind of lit a fire inside of me where, you know, I would read a book a week. I did that for 2 years. I think 2 years I read a book a week. I got out of my comfort zone. I met one person a day, 2 years straight, except for like Christmas, Easter, July 4th, Thanksgiving. But I met one person today. I have it all documented on an old phone. And, you know, I was going crazy about the business. I eat, sleep, and pooped Amway. Like, it was my life. And in the moment, you know, it's tough. It's definitely tough. And for those people out there that are, you know, in the grind and building their businesses, man, I remember when my friends would be out, you know, partying on a Friday night, and I'm in a suit and tie building my dream, right? And you put your head down at night, and a tear comes down your cheek because you just want it so bad, right? In the moment, it sucks, but looking back on it, it's like, man, those are the best times of my life. And so I think developing yourself, no matter how hard it is now, you're always going to look back and appreciate it.
I love that insight. And I think a lot of people, I guess, I mean, I'll just lead into my next question because it's going to go into this. We got like 2 to 3 minutes here, but you're a young man at the time. What do you think most young men are getting wrong today when it comes to ambition or direction? You have a lot of quick money, quick successes nowadays, and you see that on Instagram, TikTok. How do you think they should navigate that and, you know, stay rooted in authenticity?
Yeah, good question. I think it just comes down to checking the fruit, right? That's what my first mentor always told me, check the fruit, right? And what I mean by that is, if you're going to listen to somebody and take advice from them, look at their life. Look where they're at, right? Would you want to trade places with them? Maybe they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but they have no relationship with their kids. They're divorced, right? They're not happy. They're drinking all the time, right? You have to understand how to check the fruit. And I think the big problem with young men and women today coming up out of high school, out of college, and wanting to get into entrepreneurship or intrapreneurship, building a career inside of a company, right? I think the problem is they don't understand what influence to listen to. And there's too many out there. I think at the end of the day, find someone you can trust, find someone who has a life that you'd like to have in 5 or 10 years, and just trust your gut, right? Don't listen to all the noise out there. Have tunnel vision, right? And I think that's really, it's the most basic way I can put it.
Well, thank you so much for those insights, Tucker. We're coming up on a break here. I appreciate you coming on and taking some time, and I hope you enjoyed your first time on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Keep crushing it, dude.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We'll be right back with more with Dr. Darcy and stem cell therapy.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Do you need to sell your home? If you sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and now you guys are tuned in with me and Dr. Darcy of Achieve Vitality. Dr. Darcy, you were on 2 weeks ago, and I had a lot more questions I wanted to ask you, so I had to bring you back on. So I appreciate you taking your time out of your busy day to come on here and share a little bit of information with my audience.
Absolutely, Blake. Thank you. We're always here to help and serve and be able to transform lives and, like you say, to have them live better.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah, that's what the show is all about. So I'm excited to dive back into it. So just for the audience that's new or doesn't remember, just tell us a little bit about yourself and the story that led you into this regenerative medicine.
So I actually, about 10 years ago, was involved in a very serious car accident, hit at 70 miles an hour. And it herniated 3 discs in my back and 3 in my neck. I had a doctor to chiropractic, a great practice, did electrical medicine, all these different things, acupuncture, pain management. And I was about 40% better. Through some of the doctors in the clinics and the scientists I work with, I was looking for stem cell therapy. And God ordered my steps after speaking at a conference one day, and I found a gentleman that had a doctor that delivered what we now call Infinity Matrix. And I flew out to that doctor and received this therapy. And within 2 months, the numbness and tingling and pain was gone in my hands and neck as my neck, my body began to regenerate my neck. And within 3 months, my body, from the regenerative activation and awakening, rebuilt my lower back. So I went from what we call a possible career-ending injury to a top-of-my-career launch into teaching others the benefits I experienced.
So out of curiosity, in your journey of healing and using stem cell therapy, what did the experience of being a chiropractor or having chiropractic care on you while doing these stem cell therapies? And the reason I asked this question is when I was going through my healing of gut health and healing my Crohn's disease, I worked with a holistic practitioner and a chiropractor at the same time to make sure my body, my nervous system, and my spine was all aligned while doing these treatments. Do you think that played a bigger part in your role of healing as well?
Absolutely, because even in the regenerative world, what is important for people to understand that stem cells in your own body, they have the messaging or the program, or think of it as the blueprints on how to repair and where to repair, and then they provide the workers. However, they don't, it's not the raw materials. So if you've got any degenerative change, you can activate at a level like, because it's donated from that newborn after birth, like when your body is first building. However, doing things like getting adjusted, increasing your function with infrared and electrical medicine, you know, peptides and those types of things are the raw materials. They're all complementary, and when you can put all of that together, that's what gives this explosive, accelerated recovery process that I believe not only gets you back when you need healing, but gets you to a level of health that you've never been before. So you return better than you were.
And this is kind of a side question. Doesn't really relate too much to stem cell therapy, but as a chiropractor and someone who's into holistic healing, how big of a role does, and I don't know too much about it, but how big of a role does the atlas bone play into healing as well, if any?
You know, that's a great question because everything kind of lies on that. The atlas is kind of that center bone. Your brain stem still goes through that. It's the balancing of your body, the proprioception. There's techniques that you just adjust the atlas and everything comes into alignment. I definitely, anytime anyone needs anything from an injury, knowing that that atlas is well aligned, that can cause all sorts of problems of cord pressure, headaches, disorientation. So I think when people are looking for healing, the multidisciplinary approach like you did of having doctors to help get to the bottom of things and then give tools to give the body the proper alignment so it can function well, you know, much like think of if the atlas was out, it's like blowing the circuit in the fuse box and wherever that circuit goes can't work. So get someone to put that, flip that circuit back on and everything works again. And then just for me, having the doctorate, chiropractic was great, but man, once we could activate the body with what we call regenerative cell factors or that regenerative therapy, now you can erase the trauma injury memory of the past and then give your body the tools to rebuild itself so quickly that whether you're an athlete that is aspiring to get a college scholarship, an athlete that's going pro, or you want to maintain your high level, or let's say a retired athlete or the weekend athlete, you know, regeneration is always a good idea. And the grouping everything together and having a good chiropractor, have a good diet, have good exercise, have good nutrition, these are all the keys to being and staying well.
So going to, regenerative tissues, can stem cells, are they actually regenerating the tissue, or are we seeing inflammation being reduced, which allows your body to heal?
That's awesome. That's a deep question. So let me go into what inflammation really is first, and I'll be brief as I can on it. It's loss of voltage at a cellular level. The response to a cell losing voltage is inflammation. And so what science has shown us in research is stem cells are regenerative, which we can discuss, but the anti-inflammatory part is huge. A body doesn't heal well if it's inflamed. But stem cells are the message. They go and they act like actual intelligence. They travel where they need to go. They give your body, they assess it and give your body the roadmap on what needs to happen to repair that area. And the first thing it does is increase, tell your voltage of your cells how to increase and get their function back. So think of it this way, regardless of what tissue it is, and we can discuss this later on types of stem cells, if you can activate cellular repair at even 20% level, the cells are what make up the tissues make up the organs, and the organs make up the systems. So break it down. It doesn't matter whether it's your knee, your back, your lungs, your kidney, your brain, your eyes, where it came from. Activating cellular regeneration at a cellular level, getting rid of inflammation by increasing the voltage, is what gives the body the tools to repair. So it's anti-inflammatory, but it also is, just think it's the message that it comes from those. They speak. Our stem cells, our body speaks to itself, and it tells us the program. It's a protein-wrapped messenger RNA that tells the tissue and the surrounding area what to do, how to build blood vessels back, and how to do all those things.
So would you say these stem cells, would you kind of relate it to being like AI for the body, if that makes sense?
It does, but it's actual intelligence that God put in it, not artificial intelligence. 100% innate intelligence that the stem cells of our body use.
Awesome. That's super cool to hear. So how did this medicine come? We got about 2 minutes here, just heads up. How did this medicine or this healing come about? How did people discover this?
You know, when they first started saving cord blood, believe it or not, it was from newborns after birth, and they were saving the cord blood to treat leukemia. And then as science would successfully treat it, as science would have it, you began to get technology where you could factor out the things that require blood typing, take a donated cord and cord blood from a newborn after birth, and factor out the things that need blood typing, acquire the messages and the signals all together to give the body the tools to repair, but make it autonomous where anybody can use it, not just that one child. They've been saving cord blood even in our country for over 60 years. The regenerative world really got birthed in the U.S. about 10 years ago, and that's kind of how it got its start, because it's the next level of regeneration. Use what God used to build you to rebuild you.
So when you're using this regenerative medicine, what areas usually see the most benefit, and what areas are harder to kind of heal with these stem cells? And we got 30 seconds here before we go into break.
Great. So I'll be brief on that. Basically, the body authors the priority of repair. The organs are always a focus. The joints are usually secondary. When someone has a lot of issues, it can take time to do it, but every area will repair. Ones that have heavier loads take a little more time, but all areas will see benefits.
I love it. Dr. Darcy, you are incredibly knowledgeable, and I appreciate this segment with you. We got one more coming up. We're talking to Dr. Darcy at Achieve Vitality, and we'll be right back with more right after this.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we're talking to Dr. Darcy at Achieve Vitality about regenerative medicine, stem cell therapy, and all things under the sun that's good. So I want to dive right back into it, Dr. Darcy. A lot of people talk about longevity, and it's probably been one of the most trending topics from, let's say, the start of 2020. How does stem cell therapy play into anti-aging or preserving the function as we age?
You know, this is one of the best questions out there, because the reason we age is our stem cell count decreases and declines as we age. When we're born, it's 1 in 10,000. By the time we're in our 30s, it's 1.25 million. By the time we're in our 60s, it's 1.5 million. Our 80s, it's 1 in 2 million. In addition, what happens is our body communicates and creates tissue by our DNA orchestrating that. Our DNA structure begins to tighten down and lock down. But what can happen is it stops telling the body how to repair. Infusing your body with that active day zero, just got the breath of life from God, stem cell product. So think of that again to go back so the listeners understand. It is donated after birth. It's acquired from hospitals here in the U.S., sent to the labs for factoring where they're highly serologically tested. We examine to ensure no COVID vaccine, no bacteria, virus, fungus. And then you can take what God used to build you, like we said earlier. It's an IV infusion. It can go into the muscles, into the joints. But here's what happens is it activates your body back into that repair mechanism like we were when we were much younger. So it's not just, oh, hey, I hope this turns it around. It's actually the messaging, the frequencies, and the signaling that remind your body how to do it when we were younger. And then those who do this, not just to have healing, but for actual health and wellness and longevity. And a wellness good dose could be quarterly, it could be, you know, biannually, however it fits for you. I talked with my scientist. It actually begins to unlock kind of that genetic code and open up your DNA structure so that it returns to that vibrant state when we were younger. So the key to healthy living is healthy regeneration. And that's why we say be younger and stronger for longer with Infinity Matrix or with regeneration, because indeed it unlocks that code in your body. And like you just said, it uses the actual intelligence or the AI, we call it God's medicine, to do what he created us to do. And because our body has the power to repair, restore, and rebuild all inside. So why wait for sickness, Blake? Why wait for disease? Why not optimize and supplement your body with regenerative power and authority to be and stay well for longer? I call it the G6 plan, 120 years according to Genesis 6. I don't wait for infection, disease, and decline. I maintain optimal function.
I 100% agree. You got 100 problems, so you got one, and that's your health. So you said that DNA structure tightens down. You might have explained it, I just didn't hear it. What does that mean that it tightens down?
So think that our DNA is that double helix matrix, right? And we all know, if you look back, the makings of our structure and all the names of that. I won't go into that now, but just think, it's very flexible and bendable, and you have transfer RNA, messenger RNA, and everyone will remember this from biology, and that transfer comes in, gives the message, and it tells the body how to repair. When we get older, think of those rods that hold those chains together. They begin to not be as flexible and tighten. They don't open up as much. So that's what slows down that regenerative program to tell our tissues how to repair. In addition, remember that the repair mechanisms that God gave us are stem cells. And those begin to diminish in number as well. So the combination of those two things gives us this difficulty. We're going to be doing some studies on what it takes to unlock your DNA to a higher level, and we'll have that information available in the next 6 months because we're working on that with our scientists. It's going to be very exciting for that longevity code for people.
That's awesome. So I guess basic question here, why does stem cells deplete? What's the science behind that? Like, why don't they just stay the same since the day we're born?
You know, I wish I had that answer. That's a God question. I think that here's what happens to us, because there is a timeline in our body. We are created in God's image. And so I believe we were created for longevity. And just to be direct, my beliefs are that, you know, the original sin created that degenetic rate. And it's whatever we're exposed to, it's the toxins, it's the problems, it's the signals. Get this one too, Blake. Very, very important, because your cells are listening more than your ears do. It's what you say. It's what you hear. It's what you take in. It's what you eat. It's the lifestyles you do that cause all that repair to have more activity, and you blow through it faster. You know, and so aging, the decrease and decline, I don't have that answer why. I think it's because we don't want to be here our whole lives. You know, we eventually want to make it to heaven. But what I want is to keep all of the cells that we have as strong as we possibly can. I believe research down the road will show that you can change those numbers if you do the right choices and the right things, and you can increase regeneration.
You know, doctor, I'm right beside you, and I 100% agree. So you mentioned that cells are listening. Are you talking about frequency?
Everything, actually. That's very good, because every cell operates or oscillates or vibrates at a specific frequency. For example, nerves are at 2 hertz. Muscles and tendons are at 13 and 15 hertz. That program is inside a stem cell to have that frequency, but your body also has what we call trauma injury memory. And your cells react to what we say and what we do. You know, they study, I think we've talked about this before, water. When they prayed over it, it was beautiful structures. When they cursed it, it broke down. Cells, their voltage and their function will pay attention to the environment. And what is that? The EMFs around you. That's why we see all these energy medicine facilities coming up, and I think they're great. Ozone therapy, hyperbaric oxygen, infrared, EMF pads, you know, peptides. These are all the keys to unlocking your body's ability to repair, restore, and rebuild. But here's the thing, without stem cells in there, it's a losing battle. And so I believe that stem cell therapy, and like I said, we call it regenerative cell factors. That's the thing that we now can use and just do in your blood, the river of life inside of us. And it doesn't matter what your situation is. We don't need to know the diagnosis. We don't need to have a test to know what's wrong. The body will orchestrate the repair. And so what do I mean with the cells listening? Is watch what the curses or the words you have spoken over you. Don't accept the diagnosis as defeat. You know, it's like an athlete. I think it was Aaron Rodgers that actually said to a player once, he said, play like that every time. And the gentleman said, like what? Like you believe you're the best player on the field. Well, you should do that with your body as well. Think about healing and recovery like your body has the ability to do it.
You're speaking to the soul right now. I really love the knowledge that you're sharing. I agree with what you said about don't accept the diagnosis. And I can 100% relate with that with Crohn's disease. You know, at first I did accept it, and then I kind of found my way into holistic healing, and I realized you don't have to accept it. You can work on it and, you know, live through it and then heal yourself. And then I also, you know, I developed anxiety and I didn't resonate with it. I always was like, this is not part of me. And I slowly inched away from it with that mindset. So I 100% love that. And it's beautiful that you know that. So, and how great is it that we get to live in a time where we have these medicines viable to us, and we get to, you know, share it with other people. So this is really cool, and I love this segment with you. So a question that I had last time that I did not get to ask is, how do stem cells in your brain work together? What I mean is, you have dementia and Alzheimer's nowadays, and those are one of the people's biggest scares, and they don't want to develop these things. Is there any way to avoid these things with stem cells?
You know, your body has the ability to do that, and it always has. Think of, first off, what you're taking in, and I am not a pharmacist or a medical doctor, but I will say, you know, do some research regarding statins. Your body has a lot of cholesterol in it, and just taking medication to control that, I think, has a direct correlation to the increased manifestation of brain issues. What we do know, and I spoke again with our scientists on this, is that stem cells, their message definitely crosses the blood-brain barrier. And as long as you can keep an active, young, regenerative process in your brain, it's going to be able to repair. And then just think, eliminating some of those things we know, like the heavy metals, the aluminums, those types of things we know tend to block those. With a regenerative therapy, your body can find those areas and begin to unlock them again and clear it out, so to speak, increase the function in your brain. And we've had testimonies of, you know, people where their memory's coming back. We literally have had people where they have lost their sight from certain situations regarding their health, and their sight comes back. I just was talking with a nephrologist that called me. He said, I got a 70-year-old, his kidney's failing him, he's not a candidate for kidney transplant. Can this help him? And my answer is, this is his best chance at regeneration, because medicine only slows down the decline. And this nephrologist was amazed, and he said, this is the first time I've given my patient something that actually isn't just to slow it down. So yeah, it's something that I think from the long term will keep us sharp. Like I said earlier, we microscopically examine, by the way, to confirm with just not just records, but notes that this is non-COVID vaccinated donations. And then when people were to talk, we can explain the depth of the different sources and the different kinds of stem cells and why having all the messaging for all the different layers, our product can activate the body and remind it how to regenerate any type of tissue. And we can go individually over that with people so they can learn that. But just know that we want to live our best lives. And the key to being younger and stronger for longer is knowing how to maintain that process. And real quick, I'd like to give a shout out to your listeners, because I wouldn't be here and this wouldn't be happening if people like you and the listeners didn't ask for it. Because people are not okay with aging being a disease. They're not okay with just managing with medicine, and they're not happy with the side effects anymore. So thank you to your listeners for taking responsibility for their body, and now we can just connect with them and bring it to the next level.
Doctor, you're amazing. We got about a minute here, so I want you to be able to shout out, you know, where your facility is at. And if we have time for one more question, we'll ask it. But go ahead and shout out your place. I think what you're doing is really amazing.
So, yes, we're based out of Dallas. However, we have teams and medical teams all over the country. So it doesn't matter where you live. Call us at our office at 972-303-0683. We have a page at AchieveVitality.net that can connect you for that. Or there's some great content with the gentleman that connected us, Justin, at Justin Brunk Health. They can look at any of those things. If you call us, say, Blake, please have them say that you sent us or asked for Justin, and we'll be happy to talk to them about how regeneration could change their life.
Awesome. But thank you so much, Doctor, for coming on here today. I appreciate your time again. And, you know, I hope to have you on in the future if you're willing to come on again.
I would love it. God bless you. And thank you for what you do.
God bless you. That's it for this show today. I'll be right back with more right after this.
Thank you. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. What a conversation today. We went deep and we hit both sides of what it means to live better. We started with my brother, Tucker Byrne, and honestly, I could do a whole series just on the transformation I've watched him go through a few years ago. Actually, not a few years ago, but 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when I was probably 8 or something. I saw a journey of transformation. I watched him go through. He wasn't waking up early. He wasn't grinding. He wasn't chasing anything. And that's not a knock. That's just the truth. But what makes his story powerful is the decision he made to change. He found something that challenged him, Amway, business, leadership. And instead of backing away, he leaned into it. He got uncomfortable. He outgrew the version of himself that was playing small. And he never looked back. And I think a lot of people, a lot of listeners today might see themselves in that. You're not necessarily failing. You're not rising. You're drifting, waiting, maybe hoping something will come and change it all for you. But the truth is, nobody's coming. And Tucker's story proves that you don't need some miracle to change your life. You just need one decision, one moment where you stop waiting and start building. And that's when it shifts. Then we brought on Dr. Darcy, one of the smartest minds I've had on this show. And what we talked about isn't theory, it's science, it's biology, it's cutting edge of how the body heals, stem cells, regenerative medicine, treatments that are restoring lives. And the thing is, these therapies aren't just about living longer, they're about living better. So don't let today be another episode you listen to. Let it be a spark. Take action. Reach out. Ask questions. Book the call. Go to the gym. Fix your food. Do the thing you've been avoiding. And if you enjoyed today's episode, thank you. I appreciate all of you listening and taking the time to spend with me. This is Live Better. I'm Blake Byrne, and I'll see you next Thursday, same time, same mission.